Exercises 10 to 12. When he was 9 years old, John went to his first basketball game. He can still see it in his head. He stood with his buddies in the balcony of the gym. The thing that he remembers most wasn't the game. It was the announcement of the starting lineups. They turned all the lights out, and then some spotlights came on. The announcer called out the names of the starters, and they ran out to the middle of the floor, one by one, with everybody in the place cheering. John hung over the balcony that day as a fourth-grade kid and said, "Wow, I'd like that to happen to me." In fact, by the time the introductions were over, he looked at his friend Bobby Wilson, and he said, "Bobby, when I get to sixth grade, they're going to announce my name, and I'm going to run out in the spotlight to the middle of that basketball floor, and the people are going to cheer for me because I'm going to become somebody." John went home that night and told his father, "I want to be a basketball player." Soon afterward, he got him a Spalding basketball, and they put a goal on the garage. John would get out of bed early and shovel snow off that driveway to practice his free throws and play basketball, because he had a dream of becoming somebody. And when in sixth grade, John's team got to go to the Old Mill Street Gym in Circleville, Ohio, where he'd seen that basketball game in the fourth grade. When they got there, instead of going out onto the floor with the rest of the players as they were warming up, John went over to the bench where those sixth grade players had been 2 years before. He sat right where they had, and he closed his eyes. Then, in his head, he heard his name announced, and he ran out in the middle of the floor. It felt so good to hear that imaginary applause that he thought, "I'll do it again." So he did. In fact, he did it 3 times, and all of a sudden he realized that his buddies weren't playing basketball. They were just watching him in disbelief. But he didn't even care because he was one step closer to being the person he dreamed about becoming.